Hi, this is a dictation for patient Joseph William, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-I-L-L-I-A-N-S. Date of service is 3/24/2022. Date of birth is 11/5/73. Patient here for the follow-up evaluation. He reports that he is suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 8. Along with this, patient suffers from severe pain in the right shoulder and right knee to the tune of 8, with moderate difficulty in walking. He can only barely walk up to a block, and moderate difficulty in right shoulder lifting and abduction and free range of motion. His ADLs are gravely affected. Pain level is varies from 9 to 10. And only 10% pain is relieved according to the patient. He has suffered from multiple issues, injuries to the right knee, and he has multiple surgeries 5 years ago, although his pain has continuously remained. After 5 years, it was believed that a new MRI at Amman Imaging would be more betterly to identify current pathology, which was done, and the pathologies are identified. It is surprising that he does have positive findings like meniscus tear and patellar tendon tear, which may require surgical cure. So similarly, in the right shoulder, the patient has supraspinatus tendinitis and tear of the entire labrum of the shoulder joint, and it appears that he is again going to require surgical cure. He has been referred to Dr. Cohen, Robert Cohen, to identify a need for surgery, and he doesn't want to go back to BMC Hospital, as the physician who initially operated 7 years ago is not existing. The areas that are affected are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, general activity, mood, walking ability, work and relationship with people, enjoyment of life. In the system review, patient reports severe headaches without dizziness and vertigo, severe within disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, and he has a weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of concentration, poor work performance, as well as anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. He has had some auto accident a long time ago, and I'm not sure if these symptoms are persisting because of that or what. We have not been able to focus on this issue at this time. But he does have a pain-wise stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as pain in the right shoulder with decreased range of motion, and pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, severe pain in the right knee, right ankle, and foot, and moderate difficulty walking. Pain in the right elbow is also reported. And so, in the GI, there is constipation, digestive problems, and stomach pain is reported, but no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no incontinence of the bowel, no blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency of urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, no shortness of breath, but there is some coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level has occurred, and he has a moderate, he has no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narcos and substance abuse. Patient utilizes marijuana to relieve some additional pain. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 133 over 90, pulse is 99, pulse off is 99%. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of dictation number is 0225-082. And the patient has ongoing or the same diagnosis, plan of care. The MRI that was recently done for the right knee was discussed with the patient in great detail. It shows a high-grade partial tear of the lateral fibers of proximal patellar tendon, extending of the length of approximately 3 centimeters, with 80 to 90% fiber thickness involved, with severe edema of the superior lateral aspect of the alpha set peg, and he has a impingement syndrome. Fibrotic changes are also seen inside the patellar tendon. Then he has a complex tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. and sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament. Along with this, there is a moderate knee joint effusion. All of these findings will require a definitive treatment through surgical cure. Patient has been referred to Dr. Robert Cohen for consultation. In addition, the patient has damage to the right shoulder, the new MRI that was done recently on 2/22/2022 shows the following. He has a suppressed spinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis and tendinitis. He has a subacromial bursitis. He has a shoulder joint effusion and complex tear of the anterior serrated labrum with involvement of the biceps anchor. He also has a right AC joint diastasis and effusion, large size effusion inside. It appears that the patient will again require some surgical cure due to the complex tear of the labrum. At least a consultation is being referred to Dr. Robert Cohen. I would advise the patient to come for an injection to the intra-articular right shoulder as well as to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons. In addition, the patient is being advised to have an injection to the right knee intra-articular as well as to the patellar tendon. The patient understands and agrees. His maps have been reviewed. The patient is provided a medication for relief of the pain. Since he has chronic pain, but it is severe. Narco 7.5, 325, 12 hours for 15 days. I will reduce the narco to 7.5 from 10. Patient has been advised that the narcos are not advisable from the federal government, state government, and yet our goal is to remove them from the use. The 30 tablets, we're trying injection treatment for him. His constipation, he has been provided Amitiza, 24 mil, A-M-I-T-I-Z-A, 24 micrograms twice a day. And in addition, naproxen 500 times a day, gabapentin 600 twice a day, melatonin 10 at night. He has been provided with two refills. The patient will be seen tomorrow for the injection treatment. And otherwise, he is very compliant. Thank you. His labs have been ordered, maps have been ordered, and the previous lab have been investigated. Thank you.